This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zecha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zecha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zecha Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. An interesting shaila was presented before Rabbi David Shloima Eibshitz, the Machaber of the Sefer Levushei Srod. One of the Mespalim of his shul had a long-standing seat near the chazan, and when the shul expanded the seating area, an additional row of seats was added in front of the existing first row, placing the new seats closer to the chazan. The Gaboyim wished to seat certain prominent people in the newly added first row, and the Mespalel, who used to be right next to the chazan, he argued that because he was always occupying the seat closest to the chazan, fairness dictates that he should move up to the new front row and still remain near the chazan. However, the Gaboyim had an opposing view. They said, "Your seat was never changed. Your seat was never altered. It's in the exact same spot as it was before. And we have the right to create additional seats in front of you and assign those seats to others." And this shaila was brought before the Levushei Srod, and he brought a raya to the view of the Gaboyim from a pasuk in this week's parsha. In Parsha Shlach, we find that Hoshea ben Nun's name was changed from Hoshea to Yehoshua. And Rashi in Parsha's Lech Lecha tells us that the Yud in Sarai's name complained to Hashem. When Hashem took away the Yud from Sarai and placed the Hay there to call her name Sarah instead of Sarai. And the Yud complained and wasn't satisfied until it was told that it will be added to the beginning of the great Tzaddik Hoshea ben Nun's name, making his name Yehoshua from Hoshea. Ask the Levushei Srod, is one injustice repaired by another injustice? Now the Hay that used to be at the beginning of Yehoshua's name, Hoshea, would come and claim that now it was pushed to second place after the Yud. But we see from here that as long as the Hay was not moved from its place, it cannot claim anything just by the fact that the Yud was placed before it. So too said the Levushei Srod to the Mespalel, "You were not moved from your place, so why do you care if another Yid or another Yud was placed in front of you? Just like the Hay can't have a taina on the Yud that was placed in front of him, you can't have a taina on the row that was placed in front of you if you were not moved." The second vart for this week is a riddle that was asked to the Baal HaTanya when he was a young child. He was asked, which pasuk in the Torah begins and ends with the same three words? The first three words of the pasuk are the same as the last three words. And the Baal HaTanya cryptically answered, in the place where Moshe did not say emes. What did the young Baal HaTanya mean by those words? The answer is, he's referring to the last pasuk in Parsha Shlach, which starts and ends with the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, L'yos Lechem L'Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Baal HaTanya referred to that pasuk as the place where Moshe did not say emes, because in Kriyat Shema, we end off Ani Hashem Elokeichem emes. By adding the word emes to Kriyat Shema, it equals 248 words corresponding to the 248 limbs and organs of the human body. The pasuk in Parsha Shlach ends with Ani Hashem Elokeichem without emes. And that is what the Baal HaTanya meant. The pasuk that starts and ends with the same three words is where Moshe did not say emes. The pasuk just ends Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and Moshe did not add the word emes.